Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Spiritual Refreshing this morning. I am your host, Minister Sharon Brumfield, and I'm so excited this morning because we have a special guest joining us today. We have author Olivia Shaw will be joining us and sharing some information about several books that she has produced and are out there for the public to read and enjoy. But first, I just want to say, you know, I just thank God for who He is in my life. I thank God that He's given me an opportunity to connect with a variety of authors who want to share their gifts with the people of God and with the community at Blog Talk Radio. And so I'm excited. Every first Saturday, I feature an author. And this month, the spotlight is on author Olivia Shaw. And so, Olivia, if you're on the line, can you just say good morning to our guests, to our audience?
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you for joining. Awesome. I'm better than ever, living an amazing life. I'm so excited that you joined me this morning. I've been in anticipation for this interview because your book, Soul Cry, just the title draws me in just to learn more about, you know, where that came from, how you developed this book. And so let me just tell the audience a little bit about you, and then I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can tell us more about your books. So this morning we have Olivia Shaw joining us. And Olivia began writing short stories at the age of 7. And by the time she turned 9, she had already written a full-length novel. And today, at 25, Olivia has served as the senior editor-in-chief at Girlfriend's Health Guide for Everyday Women. She's been the staff writer and editor at Fellas, a men's guide to healthy living, contributing writing at Rep. King Christian Magazine in Atlanta, Georgia, and contributing reporter at Milwaukee Times newspaper. She is now focused on her true passion and God-given calling, authoring novels. Author Olivia Shaw, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yes, yeah, so once again, thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be on with you this morning. I am, as you said, 25 years old, the owner of my handcrafted jewelry collection called 1026 Jewels, and I also own a travel company with my fiance called Real Vacations. You know, recently I was given the opportunity to sign with a major publishing company, Kindred Soul Publications, and my life has literally changed forever since then. So I'm just really excited about what God is doing with my novels and just even the exposure that He's given me. I'm just really excited.
All right, so tell us about Soul Cry. Where did that come from? How did you develop this novel?
Sure. So Soul Cry was actually a book that I started when I was 14 years old. I believe that God gave me the storyline, the characters, even the title. He gave it to me. And, you know, recently or last year, I should say, I revisited the novel. I kind of cleaned it up in 2 weeks. I sought after a publisher, and I was really worried because a lot of the publishers were rejecting my manuscript. They said that it wasn't what they were looking for. And I said, well, Lord, you gave me this storyline. You gave me these characters and, you know, said that you would make a way for me. And a Christian publisher came forth. She emailed me. And from there, within a month, the book was out on Amazon. And I've gotten great reviews, and people have come up to me in my church home or even on Facebook and said how much it encouraged them. So it's just been a great journey for me.
And so how did you come up with the title Soul Cry based on the theme throughout the book?
I just feel like, you know, a lot of people in the church or just, you know, in general in the world, we look like we have it together on the outside, but inside we're broken. We are in need of healing, or we just have a void. And so I wanted a title that would compel people to read it. You know, most people kind of turn down a Christian title when you say that it features scriptures, or, you know, it's based in the church. They kind of think that it's a cliche novel and, you know, just kind of push it off to the side. But I wanted a title that would kind of just capture the person to read. And you know, Soul Cry, I think you're kind of compelled to read it. So I think God gave me the title. And oh, you can go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say definitely when I met you at one of our events and I saw that title, it really does draw you in to want to see what is this book about, what's happening in this book. And when
Absolutely.
Our soul cries out, you know, when our soul cries out, we need it. We need that closure. We need that fulfillment. We need
Absolutely.
That purpose. We need something to, you know, silence the cry, I guess I can say.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so, as you spoke about earlier, you said that some of the publishing companies were rejecting your manuscript. How did you push through that? I believe that you said you were seeking God and asking Him and saying, I know you told me to do this, what's happening? What did
Absolutely.
You use so that you wouldn't give up?
Well, first and foremost, I know that God is the God of all things, and He'll make a way, you know, when everyone is saying no around you, He'll absolutely say yes. So I just prayed, you know, and kind of just held on to my gift, and I knew that God blessed me, so He would have to bless me with the medium to get my work out there. So I just kind of, you know, did some research on different companies. I never gave up. You know, it was discouraging. But I knew that some way, somehow, I would get this work out because it was given to me. Like I said, it was written in just under 2 weeks. And I knew that it would encourage people, so I knew that God would make a way for it to be out there. And social media was a big tool that I used. That's actually how I found my current publisher. I literally sent her a Facebook message, and she told me she would be interested in learning more about it. And from there, it just kind of, you know, spiral there.
Okay. Now, I know I saw in your bio that you've been writing for a long time when you were a young girl. Have you looked back on things that you've written in your earlier years to bring those things back?
I have. Yes, there's quite a few stories I just looked at. Actually, last week, because I've been doing some spring cleaning, and I came across a couple notebooks, and I kind of chuckled to myself. I said, wow, I was this young writing this, you know, material. It's kind of shocking. Mm-hmm. It brought tears to my eyes. But, you know, most of the stories that I have in the works are books that I wrote as a young girl. So the readers can definitely expect those books to come out.
Wow, that is amazing how God put that gift in you early on, and now many, many years later, you'll be reaping the fruits of those early works. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, it's really shocking to me, but it's very humbling as well. I didn't recognize my gift then, but now I'm so grateful for it, and, you know, I just pray that God will continue to use me.
All right. So tell us about your other book that you, I believe, is already out in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, tell us about that one and the title.
Sure. It's called Andrew and Simone, An Urban Love Affair. It's a little bit edgier. It doesn't take place in the church like Soul Cry, but it follows the story of a young woman who is a former exotic dancer, and she realizes there's so much more to life and that she's unhappy with her current place. So she gives her life to God, and from there we see the enemy attack her in the mightiest ways, and she learns that her husband isn't who he says he is, her daughter falls ill, her children's safety is compromised. So readers can sort of expect these twists and turns and just a lot of drama, but there's also a lot of encouragement, scripture, and godly counsel as well. And through it all, you see that she never loses her faith.
Okay. And so how does that feel to write something that's a little more edgy? You know, it's not what you wrote before. Yes. It's a little on the, you know, mm-hmm. edgy side, as you would say, but it's life. Tell us how
right.
that feels, and maybe the responses that you get from others, you know, mm-hmm. relating to this book and your Christianity.
Sure. It was actually pretty scary. However, like I said, I always seek God before I write books, so I knew that it was needed. In the market that I write, urban fiction is very, very, very popular. However, I wanted to bring something different to the table. And so I didn't want to just relate to people in the church. I wanted to meet people where they were. So if there is an exotic dancer out there who gets a hold of my book and who, you know, realizes, wow, you know, I can change my life. I don't have to do this. I don't, you know, have to make my money this way. There's different ways to make money, or, you know, my life can turn around. I can turn away from alcohol, whatever it may be. You know, I just wanted to mm-hmm. meet people where they were. It was a little scary, you know, especially presenting it to my church family, you know. But mm-hmm. People have responded well to it, and even on the reviews on Amazon, a lot of people have commended me because they said they love to read a good book without cursing or, you know, the vulgarity or, mm-hmm. you know, just these sexually explicit scenes. So they think it's a refreshing book, you know. And I still stick true to my Christianity, though, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, awesome. You know, when you're trying to reach another market of people, you're trying to win souls for Christ, it's not always mm-hmm. easy. And having that thought process of, well, what if this person, this exotic dancer, picks up my book? Wow, what
exactly.
a way to change a life. What a way to draw someone to Christ, to know that you don't, there's no need to stay where you are. There's a loving Father
exactly.
who would love to love on you, and he gave his son Jesus just for you. So I commend you for stepping out of the box, stepping out of your comfort zone, and trying to reach all people. Because if we
Absolutely.
Already love God, you know, if we already love God, it's just, you know, extra encouragement. But for the person who doesn't know God, it's a
mm-hmm.
life-changing experience. So what's next
yes.
for author Olivia Shaw? What's next for you? What can we expect from you?
So readers can just expect consistency. I'm trying to get to a point where I can release a book every month. So
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of working on three different projects for this month, three books, I should say. And by July 1st, they will be out.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew and Simone is a three-book series. So the first one came out in April, and the second one will be out this month. The third one is still in the works, but readers can
okay.
just expect consistency. Mm-hmm.
And tell us, what role do you play within your ministry at church? Are you in the women's ministry? What type of things are you involved in at church in regards to your book?
I am the dance director at my church, so I lead the praise dance team. I am also the campus director of our Bible college, Life Christian University.
Okay, and so tell the listeners, someone might say, I don't have time to write a book. You know, I really
mm-hmm.
have these ideas. I just don't have time to write a book. So with your family, your fiance, writing books, your jewelry business, your travel business,
mm-hmm.
ministry, how do you tie that all together and still keep going?
I'll be honest, it is extremely hard. And, you know, you feel like you want to give everything your time. But time management is everything. You must pray and hold on to the faith, because, you know, you'll get those times where you're like, Lord, I just can't do it anymore. But, you know, the prize and the result of that prize and reaching souls, that's much more important. So, you know, just try not to wear yourself thin and really just seek God in all that you do, because you don't want to do something and it not be glorifying to him. And then you've just wasted, you know, this amount of time, or, you know, you've made yourself sick because you're dedicated to something. So, you know, it does get hard, but I would say time management is everything. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. And, you know, just kind of seek God with where your time is going.
Okay. And for that person also that's out there and they have book ideas, how would you mm-hmm. tell them? I know you said time management, but how do you step by step put a book together? Do you use an outline first? Do you just type first? Just kind of give them some ideas on how to just get started.
So for me, I just freestyle, right? So I can literally just open up my Word document and just start writing. I don't even have to have an entire plan in mind. In fact, with Andrew mm-hmm. and Simone, that's sort of what I did. I didn't know how the ending would be. I didn't know the twists and turns that would take place. I literally just started writing and typing. But for people who have never done it before, I would definitely suggest doing an outline. You know, start with your title, start with the character, start with the plot line. You know, what do you want to take place? What do you want to achieve by the end of the book? I would say start with an outline for someone who has never written before. But for me, it's literally just freestyle writing.
Okay. Now, before we close out our show this morning, is there anything mm-hmm. else you would like to share with our audience where they can purchase your books? Maybe you'll be selling books at an event coming up. Just share any last-minute items that you would like to share.
Sure. So my books are available on Amazon.com. They are available on Kindle as well. And they're also in store at Yarn Junkie and Gifts. It's 5400 North Lovers Lane Road in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Or if you live in the area, I can definitely ship the books off to you or meet up with a reader and give them my book. Also, I just want to thank all my readers. You know, there's many people who are out of town who have contacted me. And I just want to thank you so much for supporting my work. This is a dream come true. And, you know, if I can just reach one soul and bring them to Christ, then I've done my job. I appreciate the reviews, the ratings, just word of mouth. You know, I can be found on Facebook, author Olivia Shaw. I'm also on Instagram, Miss Olivia Wright. And I just, you know, thank God even for you on today for inviting me. And I just hope that I can, you know, continue to reach souls and bring people to Christ through my writing. I don't, you know, I'm not in the pulpit, but writing is my voice. And I just pray that I can use it effectively.
Well, thank you so much, author Olivia Shaw. I, like I said in the beginning of the show, I was so excited to have you come
yes.
on the show, sharing your writing, sharing your novels, sharing
mm-hmm.
your heart with the people. It's so exciting and it's so refreshing to see people obeying God, hearing his voice,
mm-hmm.
and using their gifts to reach the body of Christ and to reach the people who are yet to become members of the body of Christ. So, again, I commend you for your writing and your novels and your gift and how you share it with others. I thank you for coming on the show today and just allowing us to chit-chat about your books. I look forward to seeing more books coming out from you. I look forward to being in different news with you as well. And as you said, for those who are listening, you can reach her on Facebook. If you would give that your Facebook name again so that if people wanted to get in contact.
Sure. So it's author Olivia Shaw, facebook.com/ author Olivia Shaw, OliviaShaw.
Awesome. Again, Olivia, thank you so much for joining me this morning. As I close out our show today, I have upcoming authors that will be joining me on the next few months. I have Timothy Boone Sr. He will join me. I have Daphne Johnson. She'll be joining me as well. And then I also have a show on Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. Every Tuesday where you can tune in and join me. Right now we're talking about matters of the heart. And so I love for you all to join me and tune in as we discuss how God moves in the heart of his people and how as he moves in our heart, we then begin to trust and obey him. Again, I'm so grateful for Author Shaw for joining me this morning. And as we close out, I'll just close out in prayer. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you are God. You are more than we ever need, want, and desire. I thank you this morning for Author Olivia Shaw and how you've blessed her with the gift of writing that she can reach many for the cause of Christ. I thank you now, Father, that you will begin to move in her life like never before. Increase her mightily in every business deal, Lord God. As she is in the marketplace, Father, let her be a witness and a testimony of who you are, Father. As she dances to your glory, O God, let your Holy Spirit move in powerful ways that people will come out of dead situations, God, that people who have been dried up, O God, will begin to move and operate in the power of the Holy Spirit. So we bless you this morning for who she is. We thank you, Father, that she's yielded herself unto you, O God, that you will get the glory out of her life and everything that she says and everything that she does. So we give you glory this morning, Father, and we say this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
So I pray that you all have a blessed day today. Go out and enjoy the awesome sunshine and the awesome weather that we have here in Milwaukee. And I will talk with you guys soon as we continue our show, Spiritual Refreshing, on Tuesday morning. Be blessed and have an awesome day.